CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 25th of May 2014. Here are the main news headlines. Amateurs help disaster relief in Serbia. AMNETs to mark D-Day landings. Horizon balloon chosen to promote maths and science. The Serbian Radio Association is carrying out disaster relief communications in flooded areas. The control station uses the call sign YU0S. Operations are on VHF and in the 80 metre band, with 3760 kHz plus or minus QRM being the main frequency in use. All radio operators are asked to keep this frequency clear. It's expected that the nets will be closed by this weekend. Zoran YU1EW, who coordinates the disaster relief communications, reports that they have everything they need for now and they can handle the situation. On Friday the 6th of June, it marks the 70th anniversary of the Allied D-Day landings in Normandy. The Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society are organising amplitude modulation radio nets on 80 metres, 60 metres and 40 metres for operators of vintage military wireless sets that would have been in use at the time. The AM nets will be open to all amateurs and joining stations are encouraged to undertake a little research beforehand in order to provide a description of how their equipment type was used in Operation Overlord and other information such as naming any known military, naval and air force units that operated the sets. A role in Overlord or anecdotes about the hectic life of operators. The schedule is at 8 p.m. on 3615 kHz, 12 noon, 7143 kHz and 4 p.m. 5317 kHz for 5 megs NOV holders. The UK Department for Education has selected the Horizon Balloon project to feature in the department's Your Life campaign to promote studies in maths and science. Pupils at the Queen Mary Grammar School in Walsall built the payload that transmitted FSK RTTY telemetry data on 434.075 megs. The weather balloon reached an altitude of close to 115,000 feet before bursting. The payload then safely parachuted back to Earth, where the students were able to retrieve some stunning still images and video taken in near space. The telemetry transmitter could be received over most of the British Isles, and radio amateurs were able to track the balloon's progress from the transmitted GPS data. The Horizon team used a Yaesu F2817 receiver to receive the signal from the balloon and DLFLDIGI software to decode it. Amongst those supporting the project were Yaesu and Rapid Electronics. Some changes have taken place on QRZ.com, the call sign database, now fully supports secondary call signs, that is, ones that include a slash plus modifier as either a prefix or suffix to the primary call. This feature is available to all QRZ users and can be accessed by simply editing your call sign or by using the My Account choice from the main QRZ menu. Users had asked for Logbook of the World integration, and this is now available to all Logbook subscribers. It means that if you're a Logbook of the World user, you can push your QRZ logs directly to Logbook of the World with just a couple of clicks of your mouse. A quick start guide for QRZ LOTW operations is available by typing LOTW Certificate Import Quick Start Guide into your favourite search engine. NASA Television will broadcast pre-launch activities for the next three crew members flying to the International Space Station, followed by extensive live coverage of their launch and docking to the orbital laboratory on the 28th of May. The astronauts will launch at 19:57 UTC. The crew is scheduled to dock less than 6 hours later. NASA TV launch coverage begins at 19:00 UTC at nasa.gov/NASATV. The ARRL has announced that there is to be no change to the XCC status of the Crimea area, and the annexation does not lend Crimea status as a new DXCC entity. The awards committee concluded that a QSL with a call sign issued by Ukraine and showing the entity name as Ukraine counts as a Ukraine, while a QSL with a call sign issued by Russia and showing the entity name as Russia counts as Russia. A QSL that satisfies neither condition does not count for either entity, the committee said. Now, details of rallies and events in the coming week. No details of rallies over the bank holiday weekend. 24th annual Walters and Stanton Open Day takes place today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Hockley. There'll be a variety of talks and presentations, including what's new from Ellicraft and new BHI products. On the 1st of June, Spalding and District ARS will hold their rally at the Sir John Gleed Technical College, Holmes Gardens, Spalding, PE 11-2EF. There'll be a talk-in station on S22 and free car parking for visitors. Doors open 10 a.m, trade stands, car boot sale, more from John, G4NBR, 07946302815. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in GB2RS News or Radcom or the website, please email details to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the news of special events in commemoration of the 70th anniversary of D-Day, HMS Belfast will be active from the 24th of May to the 30th of June as GB70DDAY. On 6th of June, HMS Belfast will make special memorial contact with the GB2IWM station at IWM Duxford. The South Eastern Amateur Radio Group will be on the air as EI2GEO from the Copper Coast Geopark in Tankardstown, County Waterford, over this weekend, coinciding with European Geoparks Week. Activity will be mostly HFSSB and CW. GB70DDL will be on the air commemorating the 70th anniversary of D-Day from the 1st to the 28th of June, operated by Riverway ARS in conjunction with the Stafford and Rugeley Sea Cadets from Sea Cadet HQ in Stafford. Operations will be on all HF bands using SSB, CW, PSK and other digital modes. Activities will be put on during the month for members of the public to see the station in operation and the work of the Sea Cadet unit. Riverway ARS will also be operating Stroke P from four Royal Observer Corps nuclear bunkers from the 30th of May to the 9th of June. The stations are GB1SNB from Shenstone, GB6GNB from Gonsall from Rugeley, and GB4SNB from Standen. CQRZ.com for more. DX News Now, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. A team of 16 operators from Malaya will be on the air as 9Mike2MI from Undan Island between the 30th of May and the 1st of June, IOTA AS097. Activity will be 10 to 40 metres SSB and CW, QSL only direct to 9Mike2YOT. N60J will be active as ZD8Z from Ascension, IOTA AF003 between the 26th of May and the 3rd of June. Operations will be HF bands QSL AI4U or by the Bureau. Fred VK3DAC will be active from Norfolk Island, OC005 as VK9DAC until the 27th of May. He hopes to work many island chases as well as activating Mount Bates for summits on the air enthusiasts. A number of Japanese operators will visit the South Cook Islands, NA044, call signs E51AVE, E51KJW, E51JQY and E51MCA. Activity 10 to 160 metres, CWSSB and RITI. REMCO PA3FYM is on the air as 7 Quebec November Lima until the 9th of June whilst working for a charity project in Malawi. Activity is 6 to 80 metres using CW, SSB and RITI. This includes being an entry in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, QSL PA1AW. Arno 9G5ZZ is on the air until the 1st of June from Ghana. Activity 10 to 40 metres, possibly 80, using mostly CW. This includes being an entry in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest. QSL DL1CW. Advance notice now to look for Jeff, MM5GAC Portable, to be active from Islay. That's I-S-I-S-L-A-Y. I think I'm spelling that right. EU008, between the 5th and 27th of June. Contest news today, the 25th of May, the 3rd, 70 MHz cumulative takes place, 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the band, the exchange signal report serial number and locator, CW leg of CQ Worldwide WPX contest. We'll keep the HF bands busy for the whole 48 hours this weekend. Expect the CW segments of the band to be packed until 23:59 UTC tonight, the 25th. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. The UK microwave contest group takes place today from 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes on the 5.7 to 24 gigs bands, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, SHF UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands and all modes, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Now for the solar report for the period from Friday the 16th of May to Thursday the 22nd of May, compiled by Martin Harrison, G3USF. Papers from a recent NASA workshop on solar cycle 24 suggest that we're at or close to solar maximum, and this will be amongst the weakest peaks on record. By all conventional measures, this has been an extremely quiet cycle. However, the analysis adds that most major events, such as large flares or major magnetic storms, tend to come during the declining phase of a cycle. So there can still be interesting times ahead as we move towards solar minimum at the end of the decade. A fuller report is at www.spaceweather.com, page for the 19th of May. Turning to the present, this week's figures may give the impression that the decline is already underway, but they are no more than normal daily variations. Solar activity was low or very low, with only minor C-class flares. The solar flux declined from 139 to 111, averaging 122 units, a drop of 36 on the previous week. The less volatile 90-day average was down 2 to 148. The X-ray flux was also down from an average B6.8 to B4.0. Geomagnetic activity was mostly low, with the AP index averaging only 5 units, although the period ended with an unsettled AP of 9. Particle densities were mostly in single figures, but there were brief spikes to 80 units per cubic centimetre on the 21st and 70 on the 22nd. BZ showed relatively little daily variation, mostly between plus and minus 5 nanoteslas. Solar wind speeds reported by the ACE spacecraft were mostly below average, ranging between 796 kilometres per second and 429 kilometres per second. Finally, the forecast for this week, overall the present pattern appears likely to continue. Solar activity will be predominantly low, with C-class flares on most days and possibly the occasional M-class flare. There are currently no indications of Earth-directed coronal mass ejections, though these can emerge with a little warning. Solar flux seems unlikely to drop much below current levels, and there could be a modest revival by next weekend. MUFs at equal latitude should be in the region of 24 megs, whilst darkness lows are more likely to be about 14 megs. Paths to Australia have a maximum usable frequency, with that's a 50% chance of a contact, of 25 megs. The optimum working frequency at which there should be a 90% chance of success will be about 21 megs. The path that's Australia should be best between 0600 and 1200 UTC. VHF sporadic E could occur on most days, with openings up to 70 MHz on several days. Propagation at 144 megs cannot be excluded, but it's a very long shot. That's it for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2 RS. Here's the local news for the UK Midlands. This is GB2 RS. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio is taking part in the CQ WPX World Prefix CW contest today, and its ClubNet 145.225 megs is at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. On Monday, there's a curry night at the Monsoon from 6:30 p.m. Tuesday sees a Morse class, 7:45, and at 8:30 there's a talk by Chris, G7DDN, on the RSGB in wartime. Friday's Nibbles Night in the Shack starts at 7:30. Details from Chris, G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its ClubNet on Monday, 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Friday, there's a radio, wine and cheese evening. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. Northampton Radio Club has its open net on Monday at 8 p.m. 145.4625 megs. Thursday at 8 p.m. sees a Natter Night in the clubhouse off Crestwood Road. Details from John Cockerill 07713733444. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning in the shack on Tuesday from 11 a.m. On Thursday there are training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, gemmagordon.m6gkg at gmail.com. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday. Wednesday sees a presentation on a webpage designed by ENG4XFC. ClubNet is Thursday, 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. and Saturday sees the regular new licensee mentoring and Saturday surgery. More from Pam Rose, G4STO 01427 788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday, alongside Radio Operation and Projects. Saturday sees a practical project session. Contact Steve, G8LYB 01788578940. Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a committee meeting on Thursday and a club forum evening on Friday. Details from Neil, M0NJJ, neilm0njj at gmail.com. Back to traditional listing, on Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is operating on Crickley Hill and holding a picnic. Contact N2E1GKY 01242 699595. On Monday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club has its net on 145.325 megs at 8 p.m. Details from Bob, G3VCA 07971166250. Still on Monday, Stratford-upon-Avon District Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact G0CHO 01608664488. Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is meeting at Sutton Coalfield Rugby Club, 7:15 p.m. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide at hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air. Contact Richard Buckby, radio at dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is holding an open discussion and social evening. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr at live.co.uk. On Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is having a practical evening. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509504319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding training classes on the air and having a general meeting. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808078003. Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476402551. Still on Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding its first 2 metre DF hunt. Details from John Humphreys 07824737716. And on Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is planning for museums on the air. Contact Chris M0MBQE 01905776869. And finally, Sunday, Spalding District Amateur Radio Society is holding the Spalding Rally. Contact Graham Bohr, G8NWC 0775 760832. And that's it for another week.